Welcome, everybody, to the 20th episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. I'm independent learning tech analyst John Lay of Talented Learning, hosting today's show with community building extraordinaire Shannon Howard, Director of Customer and Content Marketing at Intellum, the leading customer ed LMS solution. Today, Shannon and I are going to talk and discuss about some of the top mistakes to avoid when you're building user communities for customer education. Shannon, welcome back to the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast. It's great to have you here.
Glad to be here. Excited for another conversation.
Excellent. It's great to have you back, Shannon. It's great to have you back. Recently, Shannon and I, on the 14th episode of this series, discussed top reasons why customer ed organizations need to build customer communities to enable their customers at every stage of the customer lifecycle. We talked about engaging customers at scale, gathering ideas and feedback, crowdsourcing support, identifying quickly your advocates, and much, much more. Go back and take a listen. It's a good episode, and it outlines why there's so much buzz on community building this year inside the customer education community. But today we wanted to dig deeper and get into more of the practicality and less of the whys of building a user community. Let's assume that we got the whys down and we're all on board. What are the mistakes you can make? As it turns out, it's easy to make a lot of mistakes in this. Building a user community seems simple, but it has a lot of moving parts that you have to account for. And if you don't account for them, it's very easy to launch it, have nobody come, and have it go down in failure. And quite frankly, a lot of them, user communities, have followed that same path over the years. But guess what? It's avoidable. Everything is easy once you know how. And so we're going to teach you how to avoid the most common mistakes. So as you build your learning community, you won't have to find out the hard way. So, Shannon, you're the expert, community building extraordinaire, and my guest, so you get to go first. What's the number one mistake to avoid in building user communities for customer education?
First mistake I would avoid is making it everyone's job. And what I mean by that is 100% you have to have cross-functional collaboration. A community cannot be invested in only by one person or one team. There has to be collaboration, but there also has to be one clear owner who is invested in it and orchestrating all these teams. I think a lot of people will say, it's everyone's job. Well, if it's everyone's job, it's no one's job. So you have to identify who is that person who is responsible for kind of building and maintaining that community.
Spot on. You're exactly right, Shannon. When it's everybody's job, it never gets done. Good advice. Okay, my turn. I'll take the second. As a recovering LMS sales guy, I may be guilty of this one. Don't oversell. Actually, don't sell at all in your user community. Everybody hates selling, but everybody loves getting value, education, and support that they need. Get the focus on making your customers successful, not marketing to them. If your users smell a sales trap, they will not come and they will not participate. Okay, moving along. Shannon, your turn. Give us the third.
Third one that I see is not investing in the community. So people will kind of allocate a portion of someone's time to community building, to community management, rather than actually having a dedicated resource for community. Because especially in the early days of launching and building your community, it just takes a significant amount of effort. I think we underestimate that because most of us are in more established communities. So we just don't see that work that needs to happen on the front end to build up and engage the community before it becomes self-sustaining.
All right. Thanks, Shannon. It is a chicken and an egg situation. You don't want to build too much before you have users participating, and you can't build too little at launch either. It is such a balance. It's kind of a tricky one you'll have to work out. Okay, I'll take the next one here. This one's not so glamorous, but it's very important. Don't forget about moderation. Without a proper moderation strategy, it's possible that discussions can become off topic or toxic even. You know, a way to avoid that is to establish community guidelines up front and make sure everybody agrees to them to ensure there's active moderation to maintain a positive and a focused environment. Chances are you're not going to have negative comments or toxic comments, but without a moderation strategy, you don't know. And if you're just a normal user and you enter into one of these conversations that is toxic, it's a great reason to not come back. Okay, Shannon, wrap it up with our fifth mistake to avoid. What is it?
The other one is expecting things to take off on day one. So I think we make this mistake a lot, right? That you're, whether it's with customer education or with community, that we're going to launch one thing and it's going to radically change our business and we're going to see the results pronto, which is not usually the case, right? It takes some time, right? With community, it takes some time to build, but also to prove out the value. So you really have to have buy-in from your company that this is actually a priority and that we're going to invest in it in the long term. So if you don't have minimum a year to build that community, engage that community, start to prove out the value, it's probably not worth investing in, because the worst thing you can do is kind of start and not see what you wanted to see and then pull it back. So it's just better to hold on it until you know that you have the time and the resources, the buy-in and the commitment to actually invest in making it successful.
Thanks, Shannon. And there you have it, folks. Building a user community requires resources, time, ownership, funding, collaboration, if it has any chance of success. If you avoid the common mistakes that we talked about today, you're on your way to that success. And what does success look like? Well, it looks like a thriving community of your users helping each other, sharing, collaborating, and your organization basically being able to harvest the ideas and that horsepower and that energy to create new content and keep the whole cycle going. There's no way to get better feedback than having a user community giving it to you, giving it to each other, all for the mutual success. This is a stage that's really important now in certainly software organizations to expand beyond the LMS and use those social collaboration type tools to really engage that community and take it to the next level. Customer education is evolving. It's no longer just LMS. It's no longer just e-learning. It is now user communities. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. We hope you learned something new and found value. You can find more of our independent resources at talentedlearning.com. And you can check out the Intellum solution at intellum.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you on the next, listeners. Thank you.